Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Professor Chagai Levine of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Professor Levine, you and your team stay away from cause and effect in your study. So what might you say is the overarching finding?
We found in this cross-sectional study strong association between smoking and several indicators of mental health, including depression, depressive symptoms, and poor mental well-being. So even though, as you said, we don't want to state that smoking causes depression, it's clear from this study and from other studies that smoking impairs our mental health and not only our physical health.
So you're talking about a correlation.
Right. But when we try to state causality, we look at the entire evidence. So we don't only look at the specific study. So when I speak on the specific study, I cannot determine causality based on this one study. But if you ask me as an expert in the effect of tobacco use, I can say that we have so much evidence that smoking impacts our brain, increases the chances of addiction to any material, not only nicotine-related drugs, and harm our mental health. So based on the entire evidence, we can say that smoking is not only bad for physical health, but also for mental health, and especially exposure to smoking at young age, during adolescence, and as young adults, impair our brain and our mental health.
We know that tobacco smoke affects the lungs and other organs. What other studies are there that show that tobacco smoke affects the brain?
So first of all, the brain requires a lot of oxygen and very good blood supply in order to work properly. And we know that smoking causes atherosclerosis and impairs the blood supply to different organs, including the brain. And the brain is sensitive to this issue. Secondly, smoking contains many different chemicals that are toxic to the body, including to our brain. More specifically, that exposure to chemicals and specifically nicotine during brain development, which, by the way, develop until the age of 25 at least. So exposure to nicotine, especially through smoking, when the nicotine gets to the brain very fast, impair development of the brain. You can see in specific measurement the impact on the brain, and you can see from epidemiological studies that increases the chances of getting addicted to nicotine products such as cigarettes and electronic cigarettes, but also to other harmful drugs. We know for certain that our brain is affected, and we have some evidence that also our cognition and our mental status is affected. The findings in this study are very strong. We see that the proportion of students with depression is 2 to 3 times higher for smokers than for non-smokers. It's true that we cannot say what came first. Did they have first depression and then they started smoking? Or because they started smoking, they had depression? We cannot determine in this study. No matter what, it's clear that we need to study more this interaction between smoking and mental health, and we need to do something, especially for young adults in stressful university environment, to improve their mental health, to detect if they have depression as early as possible, and to help them by creating an environment that is smoke-free, enable them not to start, and if they smoke, to quit smoking.
You are listening to Professor Chagai Levine of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Some people say smoking cigarettes or tobacco products makes them feel better, that it affects their mood. What do you say about that?
You know, you don't need the cigarettes anymore. You can live without the cigarettes. Most of the people in the world are not smokers, and they live happily without smoking, without the addiction. But when you are in the addiction, when your nicotine level goes down, then if you don't get the nicotine, you feel very bad because you are addicted. So it's not that smoking makes us feel better. It's that smoking for the addict person provide the drug to meet the withdrawal symptoms. Now, there is more than that. You can, you know, push me and say, okay, but, you know, there is social smoking. People like to smoke together. The issue is it's not about the smoking. People like to get together. So we should find the ways to promote people getting together and having a good time, you know, in bars and restaurants and in university and at school and everywhere without the cigarettes. Because it's not the cigarette that makes them feel better. It's maybe the social environment or the practice. We work. We work, all of us, most of us work too many hours and don't pay enough attention to themselves. So people who smoke take a break, go outside, and, you know, just wait and take a break. It's important to take a break. We should learn to take the breaks without, at the same time, putting addictive, harmful product into our mouth that actually kills one of two people that use this product and impair our physical and mental health. So we should pay attention why people smoke and find solution to give other options, but without the deadly cigarettes.
Professor Chagai Levine, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.